about to interview two people from They Might Be Giants.
You gotta tell them who they are.
Woo! I forget their names right now.
I forgot your name already.
Ella.
It's Ella. Right,
Ella. John over here.
I remembered Ella's name because I forgot it once.
And I know your name.
At the first time I heard your name, I misheard it. I thought it was Emma. So hello,
what
Ella.
Everyone thinks.
I know. It's a very popular name. So how are you?
I'm good.
Why don't you say your name?
Oh, I'm John.
All right. Very good. I think we got all our names now.
Yeah. It's easy to remember two of them.
That's right.
Ella and John, those are the easy ones to remember.
Yeah.
The other ones are complicated.
Yeah.
It's very complicated.
John. I have a couple of questions for
you. Okay. Fire away.
Okay. Hey. By the way, never mind. I was thinking of someone else. What was one of the first things that Benjamin Franklin invented?
What
was one of the first things Benjamin Franklin invented?
First things. Do you know the answer to this one?
I'm not playing to stump the candidate.
This sounds like gotcha journalism. Yeah. Is there a right answer, or can we just name his inventions? I have a nice stove that's apparently a Franklin design.
It's something he made when he was is a little older than me, about 10 years old.
Oh, really?
A 10-year-old Franklin invention.
That's
a hard one.
The rubber stamp?
No.
Tack piano?
You better just...
Piano? What's that?
Yeah, it's a piano where you put tacks on the hammers and it makes like an old-timey sound. Sort of a
Benjamin Franklin kind of sound.
Right.
No.
You better just tell us the answer now.
It's swimming flippers.
No way.
No.
Yeah. Franklin invented swimming
flippers? Well, no, he did not.
He did. He did.
I never knew that.
What do you think they were made out of? Wood?
Yeah.
No.
Just over wood that he tied onto his feet. I read it in a nonfiction book.
No, I believe it. I believe
and
it.
Really? Because he loves swimming.
Sure. That's right.
He loves swimming and he wanted a way to make himself go faster.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I wonder how well wooden flippers would work.
Yeah, they probably weren't too comfortable. He might have gotten a couple splinters.
Have you read the autobiography of Benjamin Franklin?
No.
It's a good book. There's a part of it where he talks about problems that people have and what's wrong with them. And he says he's working on all his problems, but there's one that he thinks he'll never solve, which is that he's... vain, you know what that means? Like he's conceited. It's like even if he could manage to stop being vain, he would probably be vain about that.
So he couldn't really stop being vain.
He couldn't stop being vain.
That slap is me. Yeah.
That was a forehead slap there.
Yes.
All right. So we flunked your first question. What's the next one? Are you thinking of another one to stump us with? Is this about making us not get the right answer? Or?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Ella, why don't you do some of the questions we talked about earlier, too, though?
Okay.
Because we don't have a lot of time like we did last time.
I know. Let me see.
We're going to ask you a question at the end of this, but go ahead and ask yours.
Yeah, yes. Stump Ella.
What did Benjamin Franklin then use to, in attached to his rocking chair?
John Flansburgh.
I'm still working on the wooden flippers thing.